Back now with Day to Day, and today we're going to end the program with a buffet of buffets. First to Indian restaurants for at least one segment of Indian culture. The all-you-can-eat meal has a deep and tasty history. Elaine Korn of member station KXJZ in Sacramento has this.
Gaylord's is a fancy Indian restaurant in downtown Sacramento. It's got posh outposts in London, Tokyo, and New Delhi. But its big draw is the all-you-can-eat buffet. Yogurt curry, vegetable masala, Northern India's greatest hits. And it looks simple, but Karam Gill, who's Gaylord's manager, says that's an illusion.
Because the Indian food is not cheap, first of all. It is really because there's lots of intricate cooking in this. And the cost behind the whole presentation of the buffet is great.
Gill's wearing a dress shirt and slacks, but the way his red turban is coiled tight identifies him as a Sikh. Gill explains that Sikhs and buffets go way back.
In our temples, if you go there, there is a buffet, which is actually called langar in our language, and anybody can eat whatever they want to eat is cooked over there.
Karam Gill isn't kidding. Even outsiders like me can eat home-style Punjabi cooking at a Sikh temple's langar. So I decided to try it. This Sikh temple is in West Sacramento, and I'm in the middle of its longer hall on a recent Sunday. It's a big bare room like any church social hall, right down to the linoleum floor and folding tables. Prayers in Punjabi from the main temple in the next building over are piped throughout the complex. I arrive in time to see about 30 women slapping bread dough in hypnotic syncopation with their chant. They're making chapatis. The chapatis are going to be perfect with today's vegetarian pakoras, lentils, and sweets. Today's langar is feeding more than 1,000 people.
This is 10 times or 100 times dimension of what goes in a restaurant.
That's Gurbaksh Kaur. She's flipping 10, 20 chapatis at a time. It's good karma to take food. In the early 1500s, when the first Sikh gurus created the langar, it was a time of class struggle, and a communal meal was a revolutionary concept. The priest here, Wadhawa Singh Gill, says for Sikhs, the langar killed the caste system.
In India, they discriminate between rich and the poor. We do not discriminate between human beings. And we all are required to sit at one place, at one level. All are one.
Now the air hangs with the aromas of cardamom, cumin, and sautéed onions. The langar is ready. I get in line.
Oh, what is this yogurt?
In it is actually chickpeas flour fried. And then it also has some of the same herbs and so forth in there. It's actually part of the main course.
I'm in the line with mostly Sikhs today, but it's true that at any langar in any Sikh temple anywhere in the world, it's open to all, rich or poor, any race or creed or color, and free of charge. After all, the langar is what Sikhs like to call society's great leveler. For NPR News, I'm Elaine Korn in Sacramento.
And there are recipes from a traditional Indian buffet at our website, npr.org.